Hi, my name's Naomi from Woodland Hills. I like Ethan because, like, she was speaking some straight up facts right there. I like that thinky doodle. Shira, I liked how you pointed that out for people, but, like, I'm not trying to be mean or anything, but you was telling me things I already knew. For real, because that's how Woodland Hills already is. They got many fake people in here that you can't trust. I don't know why they want to be fake. Maybe just because they want to be friends with everybody or something. I don't know. Or they want attention or something. I do not know. I don't know how to explain to y'all, but I just know. It's unexplainable. Well, it's not unexplainable, but it's unexplainable to me. I know that there's a lot of fake people in here, and I do not trust anyone. Only people I could trust is my family.
Hi, my name is Robin. I'm 12 years old. I go to Woody High. And since y'all Perry kids asked about how our maturity level and stuff and how our lunch is, our maturity level is butt, especially in my grade. I'm in 7th grade, if y'all didn't know. And the kids that are in 7th grade, they act very immature, including me. I'm not even going to lie, I'm very immature. Ethan, you're a cool person for real, because, like, you gave us advice and stuff. And mind you, we're all young and stuff, and we don't know a lot of things. But I've already learned a lot of stuff in middle school. People are some snakes. And what I learned is not to trust everybody and not let people dictate what you do in your life, even though, like, it's barely the first semester. How is high school? Like, do people change over time?
Greetings, Woodland Hill kids. High school is basically how you make it, even though everyone says that, but it's true. Because, like, Perry, I was scared. My mom drove past, that's your high school, sweetie. And I was like, no. And then I looked on the inside. I was like, I want to get lost on the first day. I did. I was out of breath. I only had 2 friends my first week because I was quiet. And you're like, that's a quiet girl. So whenever I talk to her, she's quiet. She won't talk to me. She's quiet. So, like, yeah. I met you, like, the second week. I first saw Destiny in Spanish class. I didn't remember her from my other classes. I just remember Spanish. When I first saw her, I was thinking, she has purple hair, and she looks nice. But she might be iffy.
I don't know. I tried to talk to you a lot. I think the first time we actually started talking is when I got close to Rena, and I guess you didn't like it. And, like, you pulled Rena away from me. And that's how we started talking, because, like, Rena didn't want to leave. And then you just happened to sit there. And I was like, why don't you just join in? And you're like, we started talking after that. I saw the way you act around other people and how you treated Rena. That was pretty nice. Like, you would take care of her and you would want her to be happy and stuff. And that's when I knew I could trust you.
I didn't call you my friend for a while. You gotta go through obstacles. And you went through them all, like you just walked through them.
My first day of school was way different than yours. My first day of school was lit. I met about 50 kids on the first day of school. It was not that tough for me. It was the second day of school that hit me like, nah, stumble.
It's different for everyone, basically. So you can't say high school is going to be fun for everyone. No, it's not. It's not. There's going to be that one kid on the bleachers every single day in gym class while the other kids is outside. It's just going to be different people.
I have to say, be yourself, honestly. The more you be yourself, the more other people will feel like they can respect you for who you're being. Because that's how I am. I'm just outgoing. I don't care what you think, and I just go for the goal. Other people be like, oh, that's cool. I want to know you. You got to know yourself before you know anybody else. And plus, if they know they could trust you and they know that you got their back, then they're going to give you what you need. Respect someone, respect them back.
Don't be so negative going straight into high school, just thinking everyone's going to be bad and petty and jealous of you and all that junk, because they're not.
There's someone for everyone.
I say don't, like, be so forward with people, because you can't be too forward nowadays and too trusting. So find people who get you.
So the whole high school thing, it's not that hard, actually. Middle school is tough, so I understand why you don't trust anybody. If you put someone on a seesaw and then put another one on the seesaw, in order to help the other one, someone has to push first. So you got to keep pushing, and the other one will push back, and you can keep going. And then you're both happy that way. Just like any one of my friends. It's hard to keep it balanced sometimes because, I won't lie, there are some drama between us. But it's like that drama puts us in a manner to where we know more about you, and now we have more trust for you.
Okay, Woodland Hill kids, it was nice knowing you.
It was nice knowing you kids, and nice talking to you guys. Peace. Have a good day.